Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Hats off to you. Top of the end of the world to you. That ain't the end of the world. But it sure feels like that or looks like that or not. Nah, it doesn't really feel like that or look like that. It looks stupid. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I'm Steve O'Brien. I got Alan Crutcher on the other line. And today's Sunday, March 22nd, 2020. What's so relevant about today? Well, I don't know. Us as people, we keep lists of things that are important. And I'm not too sure that these lists are that important. Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. But let's go down a list real quick before we get into this very, very important show. It's going to be a call-in show, really, if you want. Otherwise, we'll do it. 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number. But today, important days, you know, today, March 22nd, what happened? What happened through time on this day, allegedly, if they got the numbers right? In 1622, the first American Indian massacre of the Europeans in Jamestown, Virginia. Oh, my God. They killed Whitey. Damn it. 347 died that day. Well, then in 1765, the Stamp Act passed. You know, it was the first direct tax on, you know, the Americans, you know, here in, well, America land. Did they go after people in Canada? I don't know. It was all crazy back then. Did it really happen? I don't know. They say it did. Maybe the recording is good enough that we know that it was actually passed on this day. Let's see. Did the British Parliament passed the Reform Act. Interesting. The Northern Center, the world's largest shopping center, opened. Huh. That's pretty impressive. Shopping center, you know, everybody goes inside and buys crap. Let's see. Oh, 1965. The corporate United States of America and its troops confirmed that we did use chemical warfare on Vietnam. And, that's the past, my friend. Did it happen? Oh, no, there's some other past. See, the thing about lists is they're really good to kind of like jab into the side of people you hate. 2018, U.S. President Donald Trump imposes $60 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports. I'm like, okay, did I use expression on that? Yeah, it just getting kind of old, blaming everything on Donald Trump and actually cheering the Chinese and cheering them on. You know, why is our society, why is our news media, you know, I know, why am I even saying it? It's the globalist agenda. I was going to talk very little to this show, Alan, but I guess that never happens. Good morning.
Good morning. I would have answered you in the voice of a COVID-19, but I don't know what they sound like. I know what they look like, apparently. There's all kinds of scary little colored balls floating around on the TV screens, isn't there?
I think I know the answer to that. Hold on. What? That's the COVID-19 mating call. It divides on it, right? So, yeah, it's pretty screwy.
Started off with there is like 621, I think, when the Arabs started, the Islamic started up, wasn't it? Because like year 1419 or something for them or something.
No, they didn't have anything. This particular list, this is from onthisday.com. It starts with 1622 in the Americas, right? So maybe they have, this has got to be a U.S.-centric list or something. Who knows?
You said 16, okay. So Allah was already around for 1,000 years or so by that point, okay.
Yeah, that was the other nasty stuff that happened back then, and then before that, we don't even talk about it. And, you know, thousands and thousands of
years.
That's
in the past. We're looking for the future, right? Okay, I know.
What does it really matter now? I'm moving on. I don't know, man. I know you've been up in the hills, you know, trapping deer and, you know, Wild Frontier and Davy Crocketing and all that other stuff. But the rest of us are all down here. Probably the only thing that's changed this week from, or last week, was for you, and I'm just guessing here, is that your phone has been just going crazy about wearing that out with people calling and talking smack about what's going on about, the world we live in today. Would that be correct in assuming?
I had more than my normal share of calls, yeah. People from the big city calling and seeing what it's like out here in the country. Is it safe to come out here if they have to? Yeah.
Yeah, we had I've been talking to a lot of people, and, you know, I'm really kind of curious as to what's going on in, the people that are listening to this show's globalist terms piss me off, area, right? What are you seeing? You know, I'll tell you what I'm seeing, I'll tell you what I'm hearing, and we'll see where we're going, because this thing is going down, right? I don't think there's any way of turning it around, and I don't want to talk what it is. What it is, you know, a different discussion. I think it's you know, like as Alan says, man, it's brilliant. You know, I'd have to applaud them if it wasn't so evil, you know, but and I'm not talking about COVID-19, beer flu, Corona flu, the coronavirus. I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about this somehow shutting down businesses across America with the scare of a something that is nothing more than a bunch of digits. Right? And by saying this, you kind of were playing right into their hand again where it's like they want to shut everything down, including my voice and your voice and everybody's voice. They want to focus everything onto the corporate medias that they dictate and tell you both sides of the story so they can get you focused where they want you to be. You know, and I'm seeing that, you know, closer and closer, that it's coming closer and closer.
Yeah, you almost said you really do have to admire the way they play the game, though. You know, I mean, they'll throw you a Tucker Carlson and stuff like that that comes out and appears to be on our side. He's just one of the good guys out there. But we all know what, you know, the game is. They release a little bit, make it look like they're playing. Oh, he's on our side. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to listen to him. He's trustworthy. And until it's something that really matters, you know, it's you got to really admire the way they do play the game. They pluck us like harp strings.
Yeah, it's pretty damn scary. You know, I don't know. What are you seeing out there? 1-800-313-9443. Let's see. Moving along. You know, the media,
Steve, the ultimate cause of result of this thing, what do you think it's going to be? You know, the way I see it,
nothing.
I mean, it's definitely going to be a means of cracking down and limiting our freedom of movement. And basically, it's going to be like Hogan's Heroes, and there'll be a little Gestapo guy standing everywhere saying, "Your papers, please." No.
At the end of this, Alan, and I hate to be, no, I don't hate to make a prediction here. The numbers are going to be low. They're going to claim a victory, and they're going to say, "You all have a victory. #, go in your house when we tell you to." Right? And they're going to tell everybody.
If we hadn't made you self-quarantine, it would have spread like crazy. We saved all y'all out there by cracking down and oppressing you.
Go to your room. Go to your room. And then next time, and everybody's going to claim a success, and the people that are going to lose their livelihoods from this, all the business that will fail, all the businesses that they're going to be putting on a leash. You know, they're trying to give small business loans to everybody. One of the key tenets of business, well, I don't know if it's a key damn tenet. All I know is borrowing money is crazy. You know, you have a hard time getting it back. There's this whole other system. I don't know. Kawasaki talked about a rich dad, poor dad. Just a whole different mindset of, I'm going to go into business, so I'm going to borrow money to keep me in business for 2 years. And then in 2 years, I'll start being able to pay that back. And you're like, what? No, dude, business should pay for itself. But right now, countless businesses going out of business.
Yeah, what does that do to them, Steve? You know, what about all the people that don't own businesses out there, but the employees that work for them, you know, they don't have money. A lot of them are living just, you know, week to week. What's this going to make a whole lot of people do? More than likely, it will make them go on the dole, get down there and suck on that government tit. No. It's another means of control of bringing more people under their control. Not only small businesses, maybe, you know, through a loan, you know, kind of like a student loan, you know, it's like, well, yeah, it was 0% interest. Oh, but you didn't read the fine print. That's only for 30 days. Then your interest is 50% compounded daily, you know?
Right. I hear you. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Actually, it's not a caller. It's Mike in Kentucky. But I'd really like to have input from the radio land, if you guys have any other, because, you know, I'm going to paint you a picture today. We're going to try to paint you a picture of what other people see. Maybe you've already heard it and seen too much. I don't know. I've been stuck. Well, not stuck. I've been blessed about listening to big band music all week, just because all the shenanigans that is going on, that's the only thing that seems to clear this from my head. 1-800-313-9443. Hey, Mike in Kentucky. Like hoping you'd call.
Yeah,
this ought to be a short call. Mike never has anything to say.
You know what's their name? They used to be with Alex Jones. TrueStream Media. CBS just showed a clip of one of her videos on Sunday morning, just as you picked up on me, where it shows people running through the store with grocery carts and they were in that store apparently, and they used a clip of their video where the store personnel are yelling, "People are going to get hurt. Slow down!" And it shows them piling the big mega 12 packs of toilet paper high as they can put them in the carts. They just
I was actually almost run over by a guy yesterday or the day before that was doing one of those kind of maneuvers, coming hot and heavy around the aisle, and he's like, "Rrr." You look at him, and wow, he had all this on his face. He's like, "Rrr." I'm like, "Whoa, man!" And he's just, "Vroom." He's off.
I've seen people you've probably seen nothing. The memes where I saw a meme yesterday from an IT guy that showed a HP laptop computer laying on top of a pack of toilet paper in his back seat, and he says, "I never thought I'd have to hide my toilet paper with my laptop." And then somebody underneath though says, "Yeah, I would never steal a HP laptop either." So there's some humor in all this out there, but the toilet paper, you know, stores will do crazy sales on this stuff, and luckily enough for us locally, there was a sale back in January or something, and we never, that wasn't what we went to the store for, because we had a month or more supply, and of course we can ration it as need be. But I came up with an idea last year, because I'm kind of involved in scouts a little bit, and of course I was a Boy Scout, but I found that some of these plastic coffee cans make excellent dispensers. Like if you're going hiking or whatever, and you want to keep a roll of toilet paper with you that you can put in a backpack or, you know, whatever, or leave in your car and not worry about it getting tossed around. You can actually cut an X in the top of that plastic can and make it a dispenser by pulling the cardboard tube out of the roll of toilet paper, and then it dispenses just like those Lysol wipes or whatever. You can dispense it out through that. Or what I did was I put a piece of tape on the lid so the lid doesn't get lost in the car. And it, because it fits perfectly, the size of that standard roll of toilet paper fits perfectly, like in a Folgers decaf coffee or other brands, you know, that coffee can. And you kind of have to scrunch the center of it a little bit. So you pull out, the center piece of toilet paper out of there, and you can ration that out. Just like you can ration it out of a tissue box or something, and use just enough to what you need to grab that gas pump or to grab a door handle or something like that. If you don't have the wipes, I think should be reserved when you get back in your vehicle to wipe down the steering wheel, wipe down the gear shift, wipe down the door as you practice safe practices, because you could inadvertently. You can inadvertently touch something, like in the store you have to pick up a product of something. What?
This is kind of a joke, but not really. Have you ever practiced social distancing? I don't know. It's a new game that they play out in California.
I do. I mean, I'm going to try to listen to the experts as much as I can, but I see this just like 9/11. You know, we had the Project for New American Century. What did they call for? Absent a catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor. Being used as a catalyzing event.
Right, it is. You're right. Fear and catalyzing event.
A massive domestic psyop, which used to be illegal.
And all the stores and everything are in on it. I went into HEB. And, there was still some stuff there. I was amazed at how much was gone and different things. But I got just a few things, and I went up the register, and they've got this big sheet of plexiglass between you and the cashier, and it says, "We put this up for your safety and our employees' safety." I looked at the plate to the little girl, and I said, "You're social distancing me. I feel bad." they didn't get the little joke or anything. Everyone's all serious.
They don't.
Oh, we're staying away from the corona.
Well, I've always thought it was very depersonalizing for these courthouses and gas stations and everything. You have to talk to people behind the booth. Now, I understand that. I mean, gas stations get robbed, you know, and you're trying to protect your gas, your personnel there. But in China, this has been a great, compelling situation to usher in the completely cashless society, because they've had to incinerate all their cash. It's one of the
and it'll head this way too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these planners, these social engineers, have been planning for this for a long time. So they're going to do the Rahm Emanuel and never let a good crisis go to waste. That's the policy.
Oh, yeah.
They're planning,
and the longer they keep people locked down, the more they're going to forget about their previous lives and go into the new social constructs that they've been given, right?
I would urge communities and those in the leadership echelon or whatever of communities to start realizing that we need to try to protect our communities in creative ways, like Ithaca, New York did. You know, there's been attempts at this, Cascadia Hours, hours, you know, barter scripts.
Ithaca Hours.
They promote local economy and local economic activity without diminishing your privacy. And it's a barter script, basically. Can I call back later?
Yeah, call back later. Yeah.
Right. You guys,
thanks for the call,
later.
Mike. Bye. Okay. There goes Mike. 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
How many days do you have left? How many roads has man? I'm not going to sing to you. How many days do you have left to be traveling freely, that is? Restrictions on travel was kind of one of those conversations we were having behind the scenes that's kind of interesting, you know. We'll get into that more, but, you know, I want to take some phone calls. 1-800-313-9443. Jeff in Massachusetts. Seeing out there, Jeff.
Oh yes, I did some shopping yesterday. I went to three Whole Foods stores to look around in the bargain section, and I'm telling you something. Mm-hmm. Whole Foods. There were slim pickings in Whole Foods. I mean, people are cleaning the stuff out like locusts. It's unbelievable.
I know, you know, it's kind of more of the norm. I'm not too sure what the hell's going to happen, except for we're going to be going on lockdown, and I'd probably say nationwide. And you know how that looks, Jeff? Well, you guys aren't locked down at all, right? So you can go to your friend's house, right?
Well, I mean, no, I can. I'm going to church today, so. So I don't think it's total lockdown, in my opinion. But I'll tell you what. This is me personally. I'm buying dry powdered food. I'm buying protein powders. I'm buying fruit and vegetable powders, stuff like that. Vitamin C, vitamin D3, with vitamin K, the real essentials, vitamin B12, stuff that will keep for a while. I bought a powdered milk yesterday that they'll keep for a year in the bargain section at Whole Foods. Now, I typically don't shop at Whole Foods because it's gone far left-wing pervert. But, you see, I'm
right
around at all avenues. In fact, Wegmans, I try to go there to buy some protein drinks, stuff like that. Because, you see, we, especially as men, we need protein. You know, we need oils. I bought two jars of bone broth, chicken bone broth, from Source Naturals, very good stuff, at a bargain price. So to your audience, look for the bargains. Buy the essentials. Don't buy the junk food. The sheeple are buying the junk food. If you go inside the stores, what you will find missed and gone is junk food, frozen foods, stuff like that. You don't need frozen foods. Well, if the power goes out, you need your powders. That stuff will keep.
Yeah.
Rice,
yeah,
beans.
All the ramen noodles and everything are gone. Yeah. What do you think that all these exercises like Jade Helm and everything that they had were? What do you think that the camps are for? You know, we've heard for a long time that, well, you know, people will be driven into the camps for, need of food. You know, they'll be hungry. Where else are they going to go? Oh, well, we've got this nice warm place all set up for y'all over here. All you'll have to do is basically be our slaves.
Well, I'm gonna pretend I don't listen to Patriot Radio. I'm going to pretend I don't listen to Christian radio, conservative radio at all. I'm going to pretend I'm your average sheeple. What people are going to care about is food in the belly, safety, shelter, a warm shower, Netflix. If I was an Islamist, the Islamists are going to hit the power. I work at a utility plant. The Islamists are going to hit the food trucks, warehouses, and utility plants. That's all we have left in Massachusetts that's actually open. Are those items. Everything else is shut down. So even if you wanted to go somewhere, all you can go to is your friend's house or to a very, very, very small church under, I think it's like 25 or 10 people, whatever the number is, or you can go food shopping. That's all we have left. So if I was an Islamist, I would go, oh, boy, this is great. These dummies are putting all their eggs into one basket, and once you shut all that stuff down, especially the welfare checks, people are going to blow their stack, and then you're going to have the contractors on the streets of America, because you can't use active duty military, so you'll either have to go with the Marine Corps or you have to go with contractors to man the streets. And because I do security work for a living, I see this coming before I get off the line, in my opinion. I see my industry getting taken over by contractors or the military or Homeland Security or anything in between, and I'll be out of the job. So for right now, I have a job, but maybe in the not too distant future, I might not have a job. So I think the government's going to do away with freelancers, in my opinion. What do you think?
Or we've heard that they will possibly use, the gangs against us, in the larger cities. You know, the gangs are basically controlled. They know who the leaders are. They know, their operations, and they've kind of been playing them and allowing them to do certain things, and they won't. So, in the end, what will, it's, there's so many situations and scenarios that are available.
I'm not worried.
No.
They're going to do both, but there are other people that are worried. But, Jeff, to your point, yes, the return to, we'll get rid of the onesie-twosies, the private contractors, and go to, what are they called now, XE? Or are they back to Blackwater? We're going down the toilet. And, just how far we go. You want to hang on the line or...
Sure, no, I'll hang on.
Just hang on for a second.
All right.
1-800-313-9443, Republic of Texas Radio. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Helicopter, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, last week, you know, during the week of whatever the heck last week was, one night I heard these helicopters coming over, and at first it started pulsating. It was, and then you hear another chopper come over. And, you know, that's not so unusual, but then they continued to fly around all evening. I kind of called over to Alan and I said, hey, you getting them on your side? And he said he was, and I called some other areas around, and they said they didn't hear it. And, you know, they're talking about moving military or some kind of somebody, something, everywhere for your safety. What do you think about that, Jeff? Are you getting any of that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying black helicopters. In fact, I'm not even going to get off on...
It's not black. They're probably green, you know.
In other words, I'm going to stick with human nature, because I like examining the human heart. And what I see coming eventually, if this lasts for more than 6 months, I'm going to see scapegoating, and I'll tell you why. Low information people who don't listen to talk shows at all are going to get it in their Neanderthal brain. Chinese people are bringing this virus here, and the only way we solve the problem is we eliminate the problem. That means crackheads, lynching, stuff like that. And then if the Islamists are attacking, the same Neanderthal people are going to say, okay, the way we solve the problem is we put the Arab Muslims in camps or we just eliminate the problem. In other words, you're going to see a ton of scapegoating happening, but the Arab Muslims are going to take it sitting down. You will see World War III on the streets of America, but it won't be World War III. It'll be Beirut, Lebanon, particularly in the blue states. So in other words, this is where I see things going because it's happened in other countries. And in my opinion, I believe that China released a bioweapon on this country using the vector of their own people. Because China said, in my opinion, we're going to kill two birds with one stone. We're going to eliminate the weaker elements of our Chinese population. And also, we're going to hit the people that are old school in this country, the people over 60. Because the young people are about as smart as a bag of rocks. They can be manipulated into voting for Bernie Sanders. So if you eliminate the 60-year-olds and the 70-year-olds and the 80-year-olds, all the old school people, then we can kill two birds with one stone. And also, too, they're sitting back and watching how we react, and they're probably laughing their butts off, saying, look at these bunch of sheeple. And then they can hit us with a worse bioweapon or something. I really don't think
that they have to wait to see how we react, Jeff. They've got so much information on us through everyone giving their whole lives away, you know, on Facebook and the Internet and everything
right.
else. You know, this is what their gaming computers, you know, their compression algorithms and everything, whatever you want to call them. You know,
right.
They're get smart and learn things. You know, that's what these things are for. You know, they've been watching us do this, and you can't tell me that they have been running little tests here and there. I mean, dropping
that's
a little bit
true.
Here into a population and watching how it spreads, because they've got all the medical information. It's all centralized now. So if people start going to a doctor's in a small area, you know, that they get reports. They can see, you know, how far something will spread, kind of a reaction in a small community, and you don't hear about it nationally. I'm sure this has all been done.
No, you don't. P.S. Also, China has our pharmaceutical. China
yeah.
manufactures most of our pharmaceutical drugs and manufactures most of our stuff. So if the Communist Party says, "Okay, Americans, we will fix you. We will not produce anything for you, and we're not going to give you a penny. You sue us, blank you. We're not giving you anything. So what are you going to do now, Round Eye?" The Chinese people in China, I'm talking about the government, are racist, and they have us by the throat.
Sure they are. I totally understand that all the racists are people are calling out racist. But hey, thanks for the call, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for hanging over the break. 1-800-313-9443. Kind of want to hear about what the world that you live in today, you know, looks like, you know, and just curiosity's sake, because it might be gone tomorrow. It's the progression into the lockdown. Yeah, let's move on. Art, what's going on? Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, Art. I think it is, baby.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad to see some decent weather. I can get out in my yard now, man.
Good.
Yeah, I went the other day, and I had to go to Augusta Monday to take my chainsaw and get work done because I bought a rebuilt chainsaw, but for some reason oil wasn't getting to the blade, and so it's under warranty, so I'm going to take it on in. At that time, we had no confirmed cases here in Augusta, Georgia, which is about a 48-mile drive from my house. So I took the chainsaw in, and lo and behold, no sooner did I get home, I turned the radio on, bam, first confirmed case in Augusta.
Mm.
So now, all of a sudden, the next thing I see, I go out the very next day. I go five counties. I go Richmond County, Columbia County, McDuffie County, Lincoln County, and my own county, Wilkes County. I go to every Thompson and every grocery store that I personally am familiar with in these five counties. The difference, and I've not heard anybody mention this, now I don't know about your neck of the woods where you people are, but here where I'm at in my area in these five counties, the difference between what you see on the grocery shelves in Walmart compared to your regular grocery store like Bilo, Ingles, Publix, Albertsons, whatever you might happen to have in your area, and the difference between the large cities and the small towns is as different as day and night.
Mm.
You go into Walmart.
Yeah,
Go into Walmart,
please.
And I mean 50, the shelves, I mean, they're there. But you go into your, and this is in the major cities, because you don't have a Walmart in a little big town like Lincoln and or Washington. But you go in, then you go to your regular grocery store, at least here, and this was on Monday. Didn't seem like Philo's or Winn-Dixie or any of these people were being hit that hard. It was Walmart. I guess everybody shops at Walmart, and people have forgot there are actually real, honest-to-goodness grocery stores. So then I go to the small towns, and I mean the small towns, they're just like, their shelves are stocked full. I mean, it's looking great. I go out 2 days later. I go back to the same stores. I'm not even worried about Walmart at this point because, well, I didn't see what I need to see at Walmart. So the very next day, I go to the grocery stores. They're almost wiped out in the big cities, but in the small towns, shelves are still fine. What in the hell is wrong with people?
I'm not too sure that I can put some logic to that because I've seen different parts of that story. We have a Texas chain called HEB that they're dealing with things differently than the Walmart of local. And, you know, you can find things there probably more so than, well, Walmart, you can get more of the staples. You know, they're part of the Department of Homeland Security. So I think that things like flour, you know, water, yada, yada, just basic staples, you know, pasta sauce, those are coming through Walmart a little bit more than, let's say, our thing called HEB, which is our major Safeway-ish, you know, thing. Right. Now, here's one thing that I had, Art. I was talking to one of my relatives on, like, Monday, and I said, well, so what are you hearing? You know, you got kids all over the place, you know, and she told me the story of woe and horror of living in Los Angeles, which one of her children lived in, and how they had just two meals and no food all over, and they'd spent, you know, all day looking for something to eat, and there was nothing around. And then I said, well, have you called up to, like, you know, the Sacramento area and talked to, no, we don't talk over there. So she told me to call there, and I called there, and, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm shopping. Well, what does your shopping center look like? Oh, it's great. You know, I'm like, what? She said, yeah, there's everything. I'm all, well, because there's no toilet paper around the U.S. There's, you know, runs on water and this and that. And so, no, we don't have any of those problems here. So it's the difference in the affluence of the neighborhood. That's a neighborhood, a bedroom community of Sacramento. And that's where the politicians and the CEOs and, you know, the directors live to drive into the city to do their little jobs and say, ahoy there, give me a billion. Well, I'll call you tomorrow.
Well, I think what it looks like to me, just and I can only speak to my area, and by the way, I got to kind of change that because even in my small town, we can no longer get ground beef. The signs are up. The vendors have no beef. They're out of beef. We can't get beef. So I expect the cost of beef to go up soon. But another thing that I noticed, the toilet paper, the paper towel, and cleaning products and hand sanitizers, even in the small towns, totally wiped out. But the basic staples in the small towns are still there. And what it seems like to me, as I watch this progress, and every time it progresses a little bit more, I go back out and I check the grocery store shelves again, just because I want to keep up on how things are progressing in my area. Because you don't know what's happening in your area if you don't go out and you don't look and you don't compare day by day to see what's happening. Fortunately, I've got people coming up to me telling me, man, we wish we'd listened to you on the prepping thing years ago. You
were oh, God.
And yeah. I'm like, oh, will you please just shut the hell up and go away.
Right.
But it seems like the closer it gets to home, like nobody in Augusta was worried about, why, you know, a whole lot of serious shopping like people, until all of a sudden we had a confirmed case in Augusta. All of a sudden everybody went absolutely BS. Everybody just went off the rail with panic shopping as soon as we had a confirmed case in Augusta. Now I'm wondering what's going to happen when we get a confirmed case in, say, like my county, Washington, which is a small town of just a hair over 9,000 people in the county. Or what's going to happen in the next county over for me? I'm right on the county line of Wilkes and Lincoln County, and Lincoln County has a county population of just barely over 7,000. What's going to happen if we get one case shows up in one of these little towns? Man, if what I see in the major cities are any indication, these people in the small towns are going to completely lose their freaking minds.
Right. You know, one of the phone calls that I had, Art, was with a gentleman in California, and he was talking about him and his girlfriend and how they spent, most of their days just like when you go wait in line over at the supermarket to see what you can get. And that would be you go in the morning and you get in line and you wait to get in. And you see what you got, and then you come home, and then you go, well, we can't have a whole meal with this, so let's give it a few hours, and you go to another store, and I'll go to this store, and let's see if we have dinner by the end of the day.
Yeah, it's
mad. Crazy. It feels like, these are stories that I was told from friends that survived Soviet Russia on how they dealt with day-to-day life, and now we got it. Soviet Russia and the U.S.
I did notice that there weren't near as many jets coming into the airport this weekend. Apparently they all came in last weekend. Now I can't tell about how many of them took off because I'm kind of in the landing pattern, but I know a whole bunch last weekend, man. It was just jets lined up coming in one after the other into the airport. And this weekend, not so much. So I figure that all the rich people are out in their little castles and McMansions out in the hills out here.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I've noticed I've not seen very much air traffic this past week or so, except for military helicopters and things. I see a lot of them flying around now, which kind of lets me wonder, are they moving resources and whatever? And, you know, your discussion on travel, the only travel restrictions we have in this area, because you said you want to know what's happening in everybody's neighborhood, in our area,
yes.
Only restrictions on travel have been put on military personnel. We don't have any civilian traffic restrictions put in place yet, other than we do have the Governor Brian Kemp and our local mayors. We're not in my local town yet, but at least in the major cities, are telling people, you know, try to keep your out and about as little as possible. Try to stay home as much as possible and only go out as much as you absolutely have to. But they're not restricting in and out traffic. They're just saying avoid large groups and be careful.
Right. They have all this down. Right now, 7 states are imposing, or not really, some of them are imposing shelter in place. Or their whatever people, some of them are suggesting. They're all trying these little memes like "home safe" hashtag, right, or something like that.
Yeah.
They'll have dancing kittens, and they go, "Oh, this is great!" And California is one of those, and they're like, "Wow, it's popular to stay at home and just, you know, be this dude." I get so tired of listening to the radio, the talk radio. I mean, I love RBN, and I can't get it all the time, and I'm asking, you can get it on a smartphone or whatever, but you listen to the things like Rush Limbaugh and his cohorts, and all they do is they talk about Trump. You sit there, and I changed the channel the other day, Art, to PBS, and PBS was sitting there telling me that sheltering in place isn't so bad. All you have to do is eat ice cream and watch Netflix, and that's not hard. And I'm whoa, that's crazy.
That's just nuts. And, you know, right now there's no mandatory travel restrictions, just suggestions and warnings of large crowds, and I'm wondering how that's going to work out for church. But around here,
churches have shut down. They're doing church on internet only, Art. And, you know, right now they're saying, pretty please.
Yeah, but like I said, the only travel restrictions we have so far are on the military. We do have, I mean, the closures, the mandatory closures now. The worst one I've seen is like, the worst ones I've seen as far as mandatory closure is what I've read. Oh, I hear the music.
You want to hold over?
Sure.
Art's holding over. Republic of Texas Radio. Be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my sails. Once we agree to set us free, it'll give us time to realize.
Welcome back. Short segment, top of the hour. Hour one, Republic of Texas Radio. Art is on the line with us. We're talking about everybody around us today. Hey, Art, man, how soon can this whole thing boil over in your thoughts? I'm not asking you for how long we're going through this, but let's say tomorrow they say this thing's all done. I've got businesses that are shut down. I got a town right here to my right that is all driven by tourists that's completely mm-hmm. shut down. Nobody's moving around. Everybody's scared and so forth. I can only see months, years till everything recovers if you stopped it today. Any thoughts? Right.
Well, Fredericksburg, if I remember correctly, it's been a while since I've been to Texas, but Fredericksburg and the area around Fredericksburg has a rather good tourist industry. And if it weren't for tourism, yeah. the whole town would probably go.
If it wasn't for tourism, we'd be a nice, peaceful place like we used to be.
We have to first think about, you know, we have these closures going in place now. And this is what I'm looking at, because I'm trying to keep my listeners abreast on what I think is happening. And the people in my county, because I care about the people where I live. This is home. And my survival depends on their survival. So here's what I'm telling people. The first thing we have to look at is we have these closings going on. I get the schools. Hey, I'm all about closing down the schools and homeschooling. I am all about that. Rock on, Governor Kemp.
Right.
But we have now, like, take Philadelphia, for example. The mayor of Philadelphia has shut down all non-essentials. And when you look at non-essentials, you think restaurants. That's a non-essential. So the only thing that they're allowing to be open are drive-thrus. No in-store dining, no nothing like that. All businesses where you have people coming inside, they're all shut down in Philly. Agriculture is allowed to keep going as long as you produce food. You produce food for the animals and fertilizer for the gardens and farms. But mining, for example, is shut down because mining is not an essential. I don't know how mining is not essential for the survival of a country, but hey, you know, call me crazy. But so, okay, we got all these closings down. And what I'm telling people is you look at where we are right now. We are where China was about three and a half months ago, maybe 4 months ago. And even at full capacity, if China, because you got to remember, 90% of our drugs come out of China, and 75 to 80% of all of our consumer goods come from China. And here in the United States, we only produce about 25% of our own food. So roughly 70-75% of our food comes from other countries. So with that in mind, even if everybody could go back to full maximum production today, we are looking at, if I'm reading the economy correctly, we are looking at a possibly 4, 5, maybe even 6 months before we even begin to see anything that even remotely resembles looking like normal lifetime, unless we get this under control now. If it continues to spread, we're going to be, because the economies are being hit hard. And here's another thing, and I would love to ask these idiots in Washington, if you're going to give everybody a $1,200 check for every adult and possibly $500 per child, don't know how the per child is going to work out yet, but if you're going to give every adult $1,200 so that they have money to spend because they're out of work and whatever, and you want to help stimulate the economy and keep it flowing, but you're telling people to stay at home, you see the problem here? If people are not going out, they're not spending money. So what good does that $1,200 do except for put in their pockets the money that they're losing from not work, but they're not going out and spending it? So,
well, your landlord's going to want more money for his property. The utilities are going to go up. The taxes will go up, and you won't even have to leave home to spend that extra money they're giving you, because everyone will have it, so everyone will want it, so everything will go up. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
No, it's not going to be like, oh wow, I've got an extra $1,000. It's like, no, all your crap will go up.
Yeah, right.
We're in the break.
The best we can hope for, I think, is that the American people come around to their senses and just work together to weather this storm. If we calm down, relax, take a step back, take a deep breath, pull ourselves together, get through this. I know you got.
Hang on, Art. My blood pressure from the mid 150s over the 80s. Hey, thanks for the call. I think we're in the break right now.
Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.